Biden welcomed to Nantucket on Thanksgiving Day with the middle finger. By Jordan Dixon Hamilton on November 25, 2021. A Nantucket man reportedly gave President Joe Biden's motorcade the middle finger as Biden made a stop on Thanksgiving during his stay at billionaire David Rubenstein's compound. Biden and First Lady Jill greeted the U.S. Coast Guard members before retiring to their vacation home on Rubenstein's Island. Biden gave challenge coins to Coast Guard members as a way to commemorate their service. The president said to Coast Guard members, "I'm not joking when I say I'm thankful for these guys. I'm thankful for them, and everybody, I mean it from the bottom of my heart. I've watched them in the South China Sea, I've watched them in Afghanistan, Iraq. I've watched them in South America, wherever they are." However, there was one gentleman standing on his porch giving the middle finger to the presidential motorcade as we neared the Coast Guard station, according to White House pool reporters Zoll and Kano Youngs. The Nantucket man's gesture is symbolic of how many Americans feel about the president and represents a rising discontent with Biden. Conservative stadiums across the country have been chanting "Let's go, Brandon," which is a euphemistic way to say "FCK Joe Biden." Biden's approval ratings this holiday season are close to his record lows, hovering in the high 30s. Real Clear Politics shows Biden's Thanksgiving approval rating at 41.6%. High levels of inflation are likely contributing to Biden's decline in approval. Additionally, rising inflation means higher costs for American families on Thanksgiving. According to the U.S. Department of Agriculture, the price of a Thanksgiving dinner with turkey and sides is up 5% on average from last year. However, the American Farm Bureau Federation's research shows the cost of Thanksgiving dinner up 14%. An Obama-era ethics director, Walter Schwab, criticized Biden for his stay at the Rubenstein Island compound. Rubenstein is a co-founder of the Carlyle Group. He said, "Just a friendly reminder, at White House, that at POTUS will have to pay fair market value for the stay on Nantucket or disclose the gift of free lodging in his annual disclosure in May 2022. There's a disclosure exception for personal hospitality, but that only applies if the head of the Carlyle Group is staying there with the Bidens. I suspect the WH is all over compliance with the rule, and oblivious to the ethical optics."